brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, May 19, 2026. Tour buses in Salem will be facing some new parking charges, and there are town meetings on Cape Ann today. Scattered thunderstorms, windy, near 90, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:05 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News. Starting this summer, Salem will be charging tour bus companies a $50 per bus per visit fee, or a $100 fee during the month of October, in addition to increased fees for idling and parking in non-designated spots. On Thursday, city councilors voted unanimously to implement a parking permit fee. Additionally, councilors voted unanimously to increase the fine for tour buses that are idling from $25 to $150 and implement a $300 fine for buses parking without a permit or in a spot other than one of the city's 63 dedicated tour bus parking spaces that are available during peak season. The fees would only apply to out-of-town tour bus operators and not buses for transit within city limits, such as school buses, MBTA buses, or trolleys. The fees would be implemented via the Passport parking app. Gloucester Times reports voters go to the polls today in Rockport and Manchester-by-the-Sea, where they will consider slates of unopposed candidates for town offices. In Manchester, voters will also see 11 questions seeking funding above the tax-limiting Proposition 2.5. Polls will be open May 19 today from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Precinct 1, Town Hall Annex, 26 Broadway, Precinct 2, St. Mary's Episcopal Church, 24 Broadway, and Precinct 3, Rockport Community House, 58 Broadway. In Manchester-by-the-Sea, voters will weigh 11 questions seeking to finance millions of dollars for capital projects, including the planned Central Street Culvert Project and dredging in Manchester Harbor. Polls will be open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Memorial Elementary School, 43 Lincoln Street. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Brianna Alvarez on itemlive.com reports that in Lynn, Janet Rowe, who retired as city clerk at the end of February, passed away over the weekend after a brief illness. Rowe was highly respected and adored in Lynn and spent 27 years working in the city. After a four-year stint working at the Lynn Police Station, the Lynn native served as an assistant city clerk for 14 years before being appointed city clerk in 2017. Rowe, who also served as the elections chief, was deeply committed to her role and brought a sense of deep compassion and thoughtfulness to the job. Rowe will be missed by the Lynn community as well as those within City Hall who knew her well, according to Brianna Alvarez. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in high school baseball, Marblehead blank Winthrop 11-0 yesterday. Madden Lyon got the win on the mound. The Magicians improved to 11-8. Swampscott edged Masconomet 7-6. Isaiah Barra's third hit of the game plated Caden Ross with the game-winning run. Other scores, Danvers 18, Salem 2, and Gloucester over Beverly 8-7. Classical shutout Everett 6-0. Kevin Severino got the win on the mound. And St. Mary's knocked off Division I St. John's Prep 7-3. Brennan Malloy was the winning pitcher for the Spartans, who are now at 14-2. In softball, Marblehead's Tessa Francis pitched her second no-hitter of the year in the Magicians' 12-0 win over Winthrop. Girls lacrosse, it was Ipswich edging Hamilton Wenham 15-14. Behind Natalie Elder's 5 goals, her last goal was the game winner with seconds remaining. A shout out today to the Newburyport girls lacrosse team. They are top ranked team from the North Shore in the Globe's top 20, ranked at number 19. In boys lacrosse, Manchester Essex 15, Linfield 3. Jack McCavanaugh led the Hornets with 5 goals. In the pros, the Red Sox beat the Royals 3-1 last night. Game 2 of the series is tonight in Kansas City. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.